We need to, as well as we can, quantify the cost of giving birth in settings that are out of hospital to add weight to the argument that these are not more expensive settings when appropriately provided for women. We can save money, we can improve women's and babies' outcomes, and we can make it better for women who don't want to choose to have their baby in a hospital. Many women don't want to have their baby in a hospital setting but have no other option.
And what kind of cost difference does that bring into the equation with births between a hospital and another setting?
When you're performing a cost analysis, the perspective has to be taken into consideration. So for my study, I am most interested in the cost to the health service, largely because there's been no quantifiable costing of place of birth, and I'm focusing on New South Wales. But there is often the argument that to provide care for women outside of hospital is more costly. But we actually don't know that. So what are you attributing that statement to? It costs nothing for the midwife to go to a woman's home in terms of the actual place of birth. A midwife who performs home births or attends home births, I should say, has to take equipment, so there are costs to her. There's emergency equipment, there's just the general equipment for attending a birth, including, you know, delivery things. And so in New South Wales, we have two publicly funded home birth services. As far as I know, that number changes frequently. So that would be a cost to the health service. So the health service provides the midwife, provides the equipment, and obviously the salary for the midwife. So there are two sides to the home birth story in New South Wales.
What does the rest of the world tell us in terms of the cost difference?
So in the studies that I found, I mean, if you think about it, in low and middle income countries, birth at home occurs most of the time and with not good outcomes, often because these women are not necessarily attended by skilled birth attendants. So just for this argument, we're going to leave that area aside. So for high resource countries where there are choices for women to birth away from a hospital setting, in the 11 studies that I found that did specific birth setting costings, 8 of them found it was much less expensive to have a baby either at home or in a birth centre. A birth centre is a setting that can either be situated away from the campus of a hospital completely, which is, we refer to those as freestanding birth centres, or there's a birth centre that is situated either in the campus of a hospital that provides obstetric care, including operating theatre facilities. So it can either be actually next to the birth unit, a couple of rooms that have been designed with a more home-like sort of look.
And then the alternative then is homes.
And so, yes, and so there's the birth centre or there's home. So the freestanding birth centre is like is also a home-like environment, but a woman who needs to have higher care needs to actually be taken from that setting to the hospital, either in an ambulance or a car.
So there's some sort of assessment that would take place to determine higher risk birth situations, and they would then be suggested to go to a hospital still as opposed to a home birth, regardless of the cost.
Absolutely. So that's a really good point that you've actually just made, that we're talking about women, healthy women who have healthy pregnancies, who we don't foresee are going to have any problems in their labour. So we screen women at the very beginning of the process. And ideally, these women are looked after by the same midwife throughout their pregnancy, and they remain healthy. We know that there are many issues that can arise during pregnancy, including, you know, short and long-term health conditions like diabetes, blood pressure issues. So those women, even if they start in a home birth or a birth centre preferred setting, will be referred to the hospital if they become unwell.
How many women are currently deciding to have their babies at home?
Only around 0.3 to 0.4% of women actually have their babies at home with a midwife attending. And we don't include the women who accidentally have their babies at home because they didn't plan to have their babies at home, and they are a varying risk status, for want of a better term. So we always want to look at women who are healthy and at low risk of any pregnancy or medical complications.
So you're talking about the cost to the public purse, but from an individual's perspective, does it cost more to have your child in your home? Are there things you have to buy or things to prepare that you wouldn't have to do if you were going to a hospital?
Yes, and that also depends on the kind of service that you have available to you. So if you're engaged with a publicly funded home birth model, there may be some equipment that you may have to purchase. And look, I'm not entirely sure about this. Many women like to give birth in a pool. So some women may need to purchase the birth pool to have in their house. It may be provided by their midwife. These are small details that I actually don't know yet, but I will be finding out. But women who engage in a privately practicing midwife pay them a fee like they would pay a private obstetrician. And these midwives now have Medicare scheduling benefits, but there is still an out-of-pocket cost, as there is to engage a private obstetrician.
Going forward with the research that you're doing, is the goal to develop a collection of numbers you can then take to government to show them the cost benefits?
That's definitely what we hope to do. The thing about this is that women want choice. Women want more choice in where to give birth. And we know that not only is it safer for many women to have their baby outside of a hospital setting, the benefits are much more far-reaching than just a live mother, a live baby at the end of them. There's a lot of research coming out now about actually the mode of birth is significant. I'm sure many people have heard about the microbiome, and when a baby is born through the vagina, it actually naturally takes on a whole lot of bacteria that the baby needs to set up its gut, for it to have a healthy gut, and then they're connecting gut health with psychological health and all sorts of really far-reaching health benefits into the future. And you know, some people will roll their eyes and go, "Oh, you know, that just sounds like a really far-fetched notion." But if you think about it, biology is an incredibly powerful thing, and if we biologically were meant to be born through a bacteria-filled passage, then there's a reason for that.
And homes will provide that, you think?
Homes provide, the vaginal birth provides that. So homes provide it, birth centres, birth in a birthing suite in hospital, absolutely. When we're talking about mode of birth, there are many far-reaching consequences. The mother's psychological reaction to her birth experience, you know, it can be very impactful on their health going forward with their baby.